Kale McClain goes from head coach of the Stockton Heat to assistant coach with the Calgary Flames. Mr. McClain, welcome to the program. How does that sound to your ears?
That sounds pretty good. I'm pretty honored to be able to be considered one on the Flames staff. And it's been a long road in terms of just personally, a lot of people have contributed in a lot of ways to me accomplishing something of a dream of mine to be in the NHL. So it's pretty exciting, Pat.
I got to say, like, I know that whether it be as a player or whether it be as a coach, the job is never done and you're never satisfied. But does it to finally make it to the NHL and to finally be there and know that you're going to be behind an NHL bench next season, does it feel like kind of like, okay, I've accomplished a goal that I set out so long ago to get to?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. Because when you're a player, as I was professionally from going back before that, from a young age, and you're playing hockey and you start to become cognizant of the NHL and what it means and the fact that it's a merit-based league and we can all get there, you know, if we work hard enough and we're lucky enough. And so no matter what you're doing along that way, I've always been trying to be my best and to try to see if I can be able to compete at that level. And so whether it's playing or coaching, it's always been something that I think drives a lot of us who want to be at that level, is like, how good can we be in terms of where can we reach with building our craft? And so it's a real honor for me to be able to be in the NHL. I'm real excited about the ability to be able to learn from our staff that I'll be working with and to be able to work with the players. And so it's something of a dream for not just myself, but my family here with me and my family back home in Nova Scotia. Everyone's really put a lot into it, including a lot of people from my hometown.
Are you ready? Like, how ready do you feel to be in the NHL?
Oh, I feel very ready. I think that it's going to be a real challenge. I think that no matter how ready you feel, there's going to be moments where you're going to get pushed and challenged, and it's going to be both exciting and terrifying at the same time. But that's what I love, is, you know, learning and getting better and growing. So I feel like I'm really ready for that challenge and excited to get it started.
Well, it's funny because you're kind of you're back on a staff with Ryan Huska and kind of following in the same path. You know, you go from being the head coach in the AHL to being an assistant. That's the same way that Ryan went. I guess just tell us about how this all came about and being able to be back on a bench with Mr. Huska in the NHL.
Well, it was, you know, I think going back to my early days in Stockton, working with Ryan Huska as the head guy, he was great. And we had a great relationship. I have a lot of respect for him as a person, first and foremost, and then as a coach. And I think he was influential in me getting this opportunity. Like, I think that our prior knowledge and experience with each other helps in that respect, and it's all come on pretty quickly here. Had some conversations with Daryl, and I know that Daryl is a head coach that I would have so much to learn from, and I'm honored that he thinks that I'd be a good fit for the staff. And to get the news that Kirk Muller is into the equation as well is something that is really exciting. I think, you know, when you talk about great teams, they're usually filled with character, and he's someone who exemplifies character across the NHL. So, you know, you put all those factors in and you think about the quality of people that are in that coaching office with Jamie Pringle, Jason LaBarbera, then we're certainly, I'm in real good company. So I'm excited about that.
Kale McClain, new assistant coach of the Calgary Flames, joining us on the big show this afternoon, Will.
Kale, just looking, obviously trying to connect the dots the best we can, looking over your history as both a player and a coach, and nothing came up for me in terms of potential times you would have crossed paths with Daryl Sutter. What's that relationship like, and what have conversations been like with Daryl as you get set for this opportunity?
You know, we've crossed paths a bit this year, just being in the same building. couldn't spend a lot of time with each other due to COVID restrictions, but there's some familiarity there. We've had some good conversations just about the idea, you know, what the role will entail, and, you know, some of the expectations on Daryl's end. So there's some good familiarity, and I think also my familiarity with the entire organization, you know, from management to staff to players, I think is something that's a factor as well. I have, you know, worked with some of the players that are in Calgary, and I, you know, have some working relationships with them and many of the staff members from various visits and camps and things like that. So that, I think, is a good, it's going to allow for a pretty seamless transition. And obviously, you know, working with Daryl closely is something that is a great opportunity and something that we haven't worked together in the past, but I'm real excited to get started here and form that relationship.
Yeah, you kind of addressed it there at the very end. That's what I was going to ask you next, just in terms of, you know, Pat asked you, you know, finally getting to the NHL as a coach, something that's very, very exciting for you, a goal you had personally, of course. But how special is it for you to get a chance to work side by side with a guy like Daryl, whose resume speaks for itself? Obviously, a great career as a player and now as a coach has gone on to win multiple Stanley Cups. How special or how important do you cherish that opportunity to work side by side with a guy like Daryl Sutter?
Well, I, you know, it's an honor. Honestly, it's an honor to be in the NHL. It's an honor to work with someone like Daryl Sutter. But I know in the next breath, he would say, well, you better get over the honor quickly, right? And make sure that you're doing your job. And I think that's something that I'm really appreciative to, is that he's going to be a demanding head coach. And he's going to, not only does he get the most out of his players, but I think he gets the most out of his staff. And so, you know, it's an honor and I think it's a great opportunity. It's going to be a real challenge and something that while I get to, you know, my job is to help the Flames win hockey games, period. But also I think I'm going to get a real benefit of someone who's got great experience, knows what it takes to win in the NHL. And to be on a staff like that, that's going to be a great opportunity.
You mentioned it in conversations already with Daryl. You've got a pretty good idea of what you're going to be doing on a day-to-day basis. What are some of those duties, Cale? And you know, obviously some of that will be finalized here as you guys meet face-to-face as a staff. But what are your expectations and what will your duties be with the Calgary Flames?
Well, I think that I'll wear a number of hats in terms of working with players in different capacities, you know, both on and off the ice. And I will, you know, I'll do a lot of pre-scout work in terms of just managing, you know, how we're looking at the competition, how we want to address the competition coming in. And I'm going to, I think, during the game operation, I'll be eye in the sky in the press box. And I'll be sort of, you know, trying to contribute from up top with a bird's eye view of the game, understand, you know, based on our knowledge of the team coming in and what we have for a game plan, how that game plan's working out and how we can either tweak it or emphasize different areas of it. And I think that one thing that I've mentioned with Daryl that I really feel comfortable from our conversations is he believes, you know, again, I think I mentioned earlier, just the merit side of it. If you bring something to the table in whatever area it is, then you're going to get a chance to be able to contribute in that area. And I think that's all you can ask for as someone who's stepping into the NHL for the first time is the ability to work and be able to contribute where you can if you bring substance to the table.
Cale, I know Pat asked you about just, you know, the journey you've had to the NHL, and you've had a great hand in getting some players to the NHL. I'm just wondering, a point of pride for you, you saw a handful of players make their debut this year, including Rozichka and Matthew Phillips. How special is that for a coach? And now as you're transitioning to the NHL, you're going to help them in the next training camp as they try to make this team full-time.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's a real exciting thought is, you know, these young men that have come in and, you know, we're growing together. Like I've been growing through the head coaching role that I've been in. Matt Phillips and Glenn Godden came in at the beginning of my tenure as a head coach. So I feel, you know, connected to them in that I was, you know, there to, we were both, you know, developing through that. And now here at another level here, I have a chance to help, hopefully help integrate them further up the chain. So that's an exciting thing. I think that the knowledge and the relationships that I've formed with those guys, with the Adam Ruzicka's, the various players, even new players like Connor Zary and Dustin Wolf, who came in for brief periods of time at the beginning of our season this year, I feel like it's a real exciting to be able to say now, okay, I'm gonna move up a level, working with Daryl in terms of his expectations and how the Flames want to play, what we're looking for, help those guys understand that, help them try to execute that, and hopefully as a result, help them become NHL players full-time.
Final one from me, and I guess you mentioned, it's funny, you talk about pre-scout in the NHL as being part of your daily duties here with the Flames. Without knowing it, Cale, you had a bit of a pre-scout this year, spending the whole year in Calgary. Tell us about the city and, I guess, your plans now as you make the move full-time.
Yeah, I do love the city. I'm from Canada. It's great to, the prospect of being back in Canada is really exciting for me. I thought that we're treated so well in the Saddle Dome by all the staff, you know, both within the organization and outside. So it's real exciting to be going to Calgary, to be going into such a hockey market again this year, and to be part of the Flames. Love it. And, you know, really enjoyed my time in Calgary. Love the city. Love the sunshine. That's something I think is huge. I'm excited for my daughter and my wife, because they've made a ton of sacrifice in what I do. We've had to move a lot, and I think this move is going to be good for them. And I think my daughter's pumped about the snow, and I love the fact that she's excited to go somewhere, because this is not an easy life for the spouses and the kids. And I think Calgary is a great city, and I'm happy that she's going to get to experience the city and see what life up in the snow is all about.
Just a few more with Cale MacLean, new Flames assistant coach, joining us in the program today. What's that adjustment going to be like? You've been on a bench for so long, and then transitioning to that eye in the sky role. What do you, how do you envision that transition?
You know, I think it'll be great, because I think it's going to give me an opportunity to not only through, you know, pre-scout duties, you're going to really learn about what the whole NHL does in terms of five-on-five plays from all the teams, and how to understand through work with our staff how we might want to counter, or, you know, how that might play into us playing our best game. And then to be able to watch that from a bird's eye view gives you an opportunity to see that unfold, be able to make adjustments. I look at it as a great opportunity to be able to take in the game on a bit of a different level and still be really connected to the staff down at ice level, and to be able to, you know, work through those problems, but get another perspective. So I see it as something that'll broaden my experience and my scope of the game. And at the same time, I think it also provides the opportunity as I grow up in the role, then maybe there's some more time on the bench down the road. But overall, I think it's going to be really a good thing.
So take us back to a little bit more than a decade ago, when you make the transition from being a professional player to now being a coach, and you start in the ECHL as a head coach. And so tell us about kind of what the road ahead looked like at that time. Like, could you envision the NHL at that time, or are you just trying, is it just kind of a survival thing, and you're just looking ahead to see if you can finish this season and move on to the next? I guess now that you're here, how do you reflect back to the start of your coaching career?
That's a good question. I talked about that with my sister today, who's one of my biggest supporters and always has been, and is always a real sounding board for me. And we had a lot of conversations at the end of my career. And, you know, Pat, it was about being connected to something that I love. It wasn't about, you know, I want to do this because I want to make the NHL. It wasn't about the financial side of it. As a part-time assistant in the ECHL, I can tell you it wasn't about the financial side for sure. But It was about enjoying something and having the ability to lead. And as a result, I made the decision to continue on and stay involved in the game. And the NHL wasn't something that I had on the horizon. But once I got into the coaching a little bit, I realized that it's still about trying to be your best. And that's what it's always been about for myself. Even from a young age, it wasn't just the NHL or bust. It was like, how good can I be? And can I compete at the highest level possible for myself? And so it quickly turned into an extension for that. I don't think my wife, Carrie, we certainly didn't know what was on the horizon in terms of the coaching world and where we'd move and all the different stops it would take us on. So can't say I had the NHL in mind, but once I got rolling, it became evident that, hey, let's see how far we can take this and see if we can work with the best players in the world.
And how is Cale MacLean, the coach today, different than the first time you stepped behind the bench in the ECHL?
Oh, that's a good question. There's how much time do you have, I guess?
Lots of time.
Would be the first thing I'd say. I can say we're on the same. I think I still try to treat people as I'd appreciate to be treated. That's the one thing that I think I've taken with me pretty consistently. That was taught to me in my town of Middleton growing up. It's how you treat people is what matters most in life. And I think that it's just the idea now, the big difference, Pat, is that now it is less about early in your coaching career, you think if you just figure out the right system, that's going to solve all the problems. And the more you learn, the more you realize it's more about simplicity and relationships. And if you can be simple and you can have good relationships so that you've got real good clarity and two people trust each other, that's coaching. As opposed to when you first start out, you think that maybe if you split the atom, then you can figure a shortcut out to everything. And I don't think that's the case.
Cale, it's really cool to see this news today. Really happy for you. It's been so awesome to have you on as head coach in the American League for the last number of years. And now you have the, I don't know if it's a privilege or if it's more of a duty, now you have to come join us in the Hot Stove Lounge once every few games on our post-game shows. So that's one thing they haven't told you. It's a really, really big part of your responsibilities.
They left that part out, but I'm happy to do it.
Now you're backing us. Now, you know what, guys? I'm going to go back to stopping. Congratulations, Cale. This is awesome. Really appreciate the time, but more importantly, everybody here at the station just really, really happy for you to get this opportunity. Thanks for doing this today.
Thanks so much, guys. Look forward to talking to you more in the future.